Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Calls and thoughts are welcome. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we've been talking about this article that it talks about this major issue that is something I had never given any thought to, but now that I've learned about it, I'm like, you know what? That makes perfect sense, and I can see exactly how this would come about as a result of the LGBTQ and allies in particular, because I suspect the vast majority of this is being pushed by people who are not actually LGBT,
yeah,
but who are allies, which is lesbians feel compelled, pressure, coerced into having relationships with trans women, even though they're not actually interested in it. And it's the article itself kept conflating sexual orientation with preferences, and all of this is transphobic, apparently. When I learned about this article, it was because people were accusing the BBC of being transphobic. So in trying to find this article, the first thing you came up with was exactly that, which is...
Yep. So yeah, I didn't even find the article. It was like the actual article was probably like 10 results down on Google from what I Googled. So this is the first one I found. The BBC's ignorance about trans women and sex is disgusting and dangerous. And under it, it has like a big red fear-mongering sticker.
It really does. I happen to find their article to not be disgusting or dangerous. I found it to be bringing to light a topic that I had never thought about before and that...
Yeah.
Clearly needs to be talked about.
I found it to be the exact opposite, actually. I think what's going on is disgusting and dangerous, that lesbian women are feeling pressured by society to, you know, entertain relationships with trans women that they otherwise are not attracted to. And I think that's really disgusting and dangerous. And I think the BBC article brought that issue to light. And I think that was a really positive and constructive thing. But let's see what the Daily Beast has to say about this, because clearly they do not agree with us. Let me just say this right up front. If you do not want to have sex with me, a transgender woman, it is very likely I feel the same way about you.
Well, that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, we're off to a good start so far. And even if you do want to make love to me or if I desire you, nothing we say or do can change my mind or yours. So long as we feel strongly opposed to becoming intimate for whatever reason, otherwise that's not sex, it's rape. And rape is violence, not sex. We call this a matter of consent. And it's not a new thing, just because transgender is not, in fact, a new thing.
Okay, we're off to a good start so far. Yep. I've heard nothing objectionable. Yep. Sounds reasonable.
This concept of consent, however, is entirely glossed over in the BBC News Reporter's article. No, that's kind of what the whole thing was about.
Yeah. It really was. So, it was about how, hey, we're being coerced into this. One woman, a few of them even used the word rape, I believe.
Yeah, so I don't know. This person must have misunderstood the article, because I don't think we have the same... It seems like we haven't read the same article.
I would tend to agree. A lot of trans people who watched the Dave Chappelle special didn't seem to have watched the same special that I watched.
Yeah. And I think this happens sometimes when people they hear about a certain thing from, you know, a different article, or like their friends tell them, oh, the Dave Chappelle show was this, that, and the other thing. So then they watch it, and then they have that in the back of their head the whole time, so they're not watching it with a fresh pair of eyes. They're not watching it as themselves. They're watching it as their friends and as their friends' opinions. So I think it kind of taints people's own opinions on things. And I think that happens a lot in our society nowadays.
I'm sure that it does.
So this article goes on to continue. Some, wait, what, who? how many is some in how many are we? I'm frankly ticked off that for someone whose resume shows...
Well, does it matter how many is some? If it's one,
yeah,
it's too many.
Exactly.
I shouldn't have to explain that.
I think maybe what she's getting at here is that she thinks that it might be painting trans women in a bad light, but...
Okay.
Which I can...
Well, it did...
But it didn't really, though, because the article was mainly talking about...
Societal pressures,
exactly. Maybe the headline kind of made it seem like they were going to talk about individual trans women pressuring lesbians.
And they did. There was that one who said,
yeah,
I'm going to out you as a TERF and you're going to lose,
yeah,
your job or whatever. So there was that one particular individual. But that one particular individual only has the power to do that because of the societal pressure.
Yeah.
If that societal pressure wasn't there and this person called up their job like, hey, I'm a trans woman and your lesbian employee refused to have sex with me, the employer said, okay, she didn't consent. That's her right.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
All of this societal pressure, that lesbian may very well have been fired over that. So even those trans women who they cited, they wouldn't be able to do this nonsense if not for the societal pressure that was backing them.
Exactly.
That they're exploiting, acting, I have to say, like cis-hetero men in the,
yeah,
process. You have to do this thing or you have to have sex with me or there will be terrible consequences. It just feels to me like those particular trans women may not actually be trans. They're just exploiting the societal pressure to get and take what they want.
That's what it sounds like. So this article continues to say, I'm frankly ticked off that for someone whose resume shows that they've been a journalist for a decade, Lowbridge sets an ironically new, very low threshold for balanced reporting and fact-checking in worse, spreads anti-transgender propaganda, transphobia, and fear-mongering. How? I got none of that from that article that we just read.
Did they want her to interview a bunch of, I mean, she cited a bunch of trans women.
Yeah, she cited trans women and lesbians. I mean, she got people from both sides.
And
so,
alarmingly, the trans women that she interviewed was like, yeah, you know, I've seen this happen with friends of mine.
Yeah.
So maybe she didn't quote the other side of the story, or she didn't go find the side of the story that you wanted to, because that side of the story doesn't exist. Or when it does exist, it's people like me talking about it who get shouted down,
yep,
as spreading anti-transgender propaganda, being transphobic, and just fear-mongering. Maybe that's why. It's because people can't talk about the other side of,
yeah,
the story.
Exactly. So through selective sourcing and questionable quotes, Lowbridge uses phrases like biological female and biological male to frame cisgender lesbians as defenseless maidens and equate trans women with aggressive cisgender male sexual predators. Perhaps not so coincidentally.
What's funny is that I just kind of, I did that as well. At least in regard to these specific trans women.
You must be transphobic.
I must be, right? I mean, if that's their explanation for what's going on here is that, no, what's actually going on is that Aria is just transphobic and spreading anti-transgender propaganda, then something is wrong here. They need a better argument than that.
Now I'm a little confused. Is using the phrase biological female or biological male, is that, like, offensive? Is that transphobic? I think it's, like, a pretty legitimate way to describe somebody.
Yeah, and,
right?
it's important. It's an important way to describe somebody. Like, I'm never offended when a doctor asks me, because that's information that the doctor probably needs to know,
yeah,
in order to assess my medical history. And the same thing is true when I'm dating someone or getting to know someone I may be dating or whatever. They sort of need to know that so they,
yeah,
can gauge whether or not they're interested in me.
I think that's an important disclaimer to make.
Yeah. I mean, maybe it could become less important after, you know, surgeries and stuff like that. But still, I don't see anything particularly transphobic about referring to people as biological females or biologically males. It's sort of screwed up to assume that a person is just XY or XX or whatever. When,
yeah,
what we're finding out is that there are more and more people who are like XYY or XXY or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what. But biology is a thing, and it can't just be ignored because some people find it offensive. If it wasn't a thing... This is why I diverge for so many trans people, and this is why I use the phrase transsexual. And we're going to have to hold off until we get back to explain to this. I agree transgender is a thing, but transsexual is also a thing, and they have to be, because gender is a thing, and sex is a thing. But to them, they're just synonyms. More on this coming up, 603-283-6160.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, where we regularly get kicked off of social media platforms for, quote, spreading medical misinformation. Curious to see whether or not we're going to get suspended for any of these over tonight's episode and for, you know, spewing anti-transgender propaganda or transphobia or whatever. But one place we won't get kicked off of is our Odyssey channel. You can find it at video.freetalklive.com. It's backed by Library, which is a blockchain-based media sharing protocol. Odyssey is sort of like the website front end for that. It has now more than 1 million channels, many of whom are disaffected YouTube creators who are upset about not being able to actually say things that shouldn't be controversial, yet for some reason are. So we're constantly getting strikes for that, but one place we won't be censored is over on our Odyssey channel. And if you're a YouTube creator, You should definitely look into joining, because it only takes a few minutes and they will import your entire YouTube archive into Library, which means you can never be taken off the internet. So check out our channel at video.freetalklive.com. Subscribe over there. That's video.freetalklive.com. We're talking about this article here from the Daily Beast that you found. You asked me an interesting question during the commercial break, and I wanted to hold off and answer it on the air. You asked whether or not a trans woman who, you know, completely passable, unrecognizable as a trans woman, who had all the surgeries, had everything, should she tell someone, a prospective dating partner, whether or not that she was trans? And my answer to that is, I mean, yes. For the same reason that if a woman couldn't have kids, was barren, and she was, you know, out there dating people, it would be important to her, because her experience is outside the norm, to tell her date, hey, look, if you're looking for something serious, if you want to have a family or something like that, if you want to raise your own children, then I'm not the person for you because I can't have children. And that would probably lead to a follow-up question. Okay, well, why can't you have children? And that would lead to some sort of additional explanation, such as, well, I'm trans. Which is, I think, a reasonable approach. I mean, generally the reason people date is to enter into long-term relationships and have kids and procreate and go on to do it. That's not why I do it, but that's why most people do it. And you wouldn't tell them that you can have kids, right? Because that's the counter I get to that all the time. So you think that a woman should sit down with a man at a dinner and say, oh, yes, by the way, if you want a family, I can help you out. Well, no, because that's what's normal. You don't have to explain to someone that you fall within normal parameters. But if you don't, and you know their expectations, you don't line up with them, you should set that record straight at least before you've entered the bedroom. Once you've gotten to that point, you've waited too late to explain to this person that, hey, look, I know that you implicitly have these expectations, and I don't meet them. So that's my answer to that they should, but it's because they fall outside of that person's normal expectations of what a woman is and can be.
Seems pretty reasonable to me.
Yeah, but I know trans women who have not had surgery who think that they don't have any responsibility.
Surprise!
Yes, I know. I unfriended a...
How uncomfortable is that? If you get to that point with somebody and you assume they have one part and they have a different part. Like, that is...
I used to have a trans friend who lived in Michigan who did exactly that. She went home with the guy and, unpleasant surprise, and she ended up getting attacked, and that's horrible, but... And I'm not saying she asked for it, but, like, she should have known better than to, if you're going to fall that far, at the very least, outside of someone's understanding of normal, then you should make sure they're aware of that long before it reaches such points. So we're talking about this Daily Beast article here that you found, Nikki, where they're arguing that basically, I mean, if they knew what I had just said, they would be calling me transphobic as well.
They would have been calling us transphobic like 2 hours ago.
Even though you're sitting here with a trans person and I'm a trans person.
Yeah, clearly I'm clearly transphobic.
Clearly. Clearly I am as well. Don't let the makeup or the hair fool you or the clothing or anything.
It's all an act.
Yep. I'm clearly just doing all of this to make a mockery of legitimate trans.
Well, you're putting a lot of effort into this joke.
Well, if I'm going to troll, I'm going to take it all the way, right?
Oh, man. So
I hate that I even said that, because I do troll so often and I do stuff like that there may very well now be people who think that this whole thing is just me trolling. Oh, well.
I mean, even if they do, oh, well.
Yeah.
Whatever. So the article goes on to say the author reveals there are lesbians who don't want to have sex with transgender women yet, and they were pressured, coerced, and at least one said that they were raped. That's horrible, but Canadian jurist and bioethicist.
What is a bioethicist?
Yeah, I was like, I've never seen that word before. Bioethicist. So the...
They study the...
Bio and ethics?
Yeah, they study the ethics of biology? Dude, that's...
Oh, so this must be a new thing in regards to trans people?
It sounds like a liberal arts degree or a gender studies degree.
Yeah, that sounds like some gender studies stuff.
A bioethicist.
I'm going to have to just look this up really quick.
I have the word salad in front of me, so I'm going to go ahead and tell people what they said while you look that up. It's absolutely insidious to transform discussions of how cis normativity shapes desire into claims of coercion, which play into the longstanding demonization of trans women as rapists and perverts. Now, that's not at all what the article actually said. It did cite some examples of that. It's hard to unpack their word salad, to be honest.
Yeah, it's a confusing, like, jumble of words. It's hard to understand exactly what they're getting at.
I think what they're getting at is it's wrong to take a discussion about how expecting a lesbian to not be attracted to people who have male parts, which is cis normativity, shapes people's attractiveness. Like, they're arguing that a lesbian would be more attracted to trans women if society didn't create the connection between women and the body parts that women typically have.
But how can you not?
I don't know. We develop expectations based on what is normal, and I don't have any reason to... I'm not normal, and I've seen normal people. I don't want to be one of them.
Yeah. And that's a good point, too, and embrace not being your average woman. Like, that's, being trans is something more than being a woman, you know, it's, or not well, something more, but
something
it's something
different.
So I don't necessarily think that as a trans woman, you need to, like, try to be a cis woman, because you're not, you're something different, and, like, that should be beautiful in and of itself. You don't need to, like, try to be like all the other girls. That's... Kind of taking from being trans, I think.
It is, and it's kind of demanding that lesbians be willing to be attracted to you, but just speaking from personal experience here, for every one lesbian who's going to say, no, I don't want to have anything to do with you because I'm not into trans women, there's at least one other lesbian out there who considers you to be the best of both worlds. She gets the female without having to deal with the idiocy or insanity or controlling nature of men.
Yeah.
So it certainly can play to your advantage as well. But let's forget all of that, because it just gives trans people another reason to play the victim.
Yep.
This lesbian doesn't want to have anything else to do with me. She's nearly transphobic. Oh, what? Yeah, but what about the lesbians who are looking at you like, hey, you're exactly what I'm looking for, because I love women, but reasons. What are your thoughts on all of this? Did you happen to find out what a bioethicist
yes,
is?
Yes, it's the study of ethical issues emerging from advances in biology, medicine, and technologies. So pretty much what we said.
There's a degree for that?
Yeah, apparently.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In San Antonio, Texas, people are cleaning up as powerful storms tore through the area. There were reports of tornadoes in Houston and also in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And in the Northeast, there's major storm cleanup in eastern Massachusetts after a nor'easter ripped through the area. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker had a warning to the people in his state.
Folks should remember the storm isn't finished and crews are working to make roadways and other infrastructure safe.
Over the past 24 hours, power lines have been down, debris has covered major roads, and trees have fallen all around the South Shore. Also, the power company there said they've called in crews from Connecticut, New Hampshire, and from Canada. The CDC is now recommending a fourth COVID shot for those with compromised immune systems. This is USA Radio News. As the investigation continues into the shooting on the set of an Alec Baldwin movie in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that killed the film's cinematographer, authorities say criminal charges haven't been ruled out. The Santa Fe County Sheriff and District Attorney both agree that accusations of safety on the movie set prior to the shooting could be a factor into a decision over whether to file the charges. District Attorney Mary Carmack Altwice was asked if negligence was involved.
We can't say that it was negligence by whom, how many people were involved. We can't say that with any certainty at this point. So when we get to that point, yes, I will speak to that.
Negotiations continue among Democrats as they try to come together on what should be part of President Biden's spending plan. There's still a question on whether a tax on billionaires should be included. Democrats had been hoping to have a framework in place before President Biden heads to Europe on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Recently, we remodeled the entire Free Talk Live website because the podcast download system broke in. In addition to that, the AMP program became unable to process credit cards because of... We don't exactly know why, but we suspect it had something to do with the Crypto 6. We don't really know. So we had to blow up that as well, which sent us over to Patreon, which didn't even exist when the AMP program first started. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. Amp.freetalklive.com will also take you there. I want to say thank you to BM Simmons, who is tonight's amplifier. This means that BM Simmons is giving money to the AMP program that you can find at Patreon to advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live, which is why we call it the AMP program. We added support to it as a more generalized way of supporting and helping the show grow, get on more radio stations, reach more listeners, all of that awesome stuff. It only takes $5 per month to join. And that gets you in. Among the biggest perks right now is the AMP-only podcast, which removes all of the commercials from the show, which are also not in the podcast, but the AMP podcast doesn't get these specialized podcast commercials. So not that you should join it for that reason. You should join it because you want to help advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. So check it out. BM Simmons, thank you so much for your contributions. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Now, this article that you were just talking about quoted Florence Ashley saying just this word salad of stuff that I'm still not quite sure what this person was trying to say, which prompted us to look up, who is this lunatic that spewed out this word salad? Well, this lunatic is a trans feminine jurist and bioethicist, all of which we had to look up. Because I didn't know what transfeminine meant. Jurist, we heard that. We thought, okay, so this person is like a juror in a courtroom?
Yeah, she has jury duty next week. Like, what?
But evidently, jurist means an expert in law, and bioethicist is exactly what you would think it is. It's someone who deals with the ethics of biology and technology and stuff. So I was curious whether or not this person, you know, has a job, and the answer seems to be no. They, now, this trans feminine person, so Florence Ashley, it was assigned male at birth and now identifies as a female, but uses they, them pronouns, which is something I don't get, but okay. They are a doctoral student. Their doctoral project examines how science is deployed and used within the legal system to simultaneously bolster and undermine trans youth's autonomy. So this person is basically getting a degree in being a social justice warrior. Their master's thesis, written under someone else's supervision, bears on the legality of conversion practices targeting gender identity, which I'm not even sure there are any. So that's the kind of person that they're quoting over here at the Daily Beast in the article that you found. I'm not at all surprised, based on that word salad that they just viewed, how transforming discussions of how cisnormativity shapes desire into claims of coercion. First of all, what? Can you use normal people words if you want to try to reason with people and persuade them? You kind of have to use language they understand. And look, I'm with you. There is a long-standing history of demonizing trans women as rapists and perverts and stuff like that. But a lot of that has subsided, and other than a few specific examples, which we can't say didn't happen because they clearly happened, the article that I read was all about the social pressure being exerted on lesbians to have sex with trans women, even though they didn't want to, and it did include some examples of trans women who used that pressure to their advantage. But that's because the pressure was there for them to use and exploit. They're exploitative people. I don't believe that those people are really trans. I suspect that they're just identifying that way as a means of weaponizing that social pressure to take whatever they want. And that needs to, the fact that some people are doing that isn't the issue near as much as it is the fact that the social pressure is there to be exploited in the first place.
Yeah, and that's exactly the problem, that these people are able to do this, and it's because of this weird society that the typical LGBTQ community has kind of created, which is sad to say, because they used to have, a legitimate purpose to protect the rights of gay and trans people, and I think that's a good thing, you know, that should be happening, but it's been taken too far to the point where now it seems like trans people are getting more rights than lesbians.
It absolutely does seem that way, because let's employ any other demographic here again and just imagine calling up someone's employer and be like, hey, I'm gay and your employee refused to sleep with me because they're heterosexual and they should be fired for that.
Yeah.
The employer would be like, okay, have a good day, and hang up the phone. It would never speak of it again.
Yeah.
Because you can't fire someone for being heterosexual, for not being attracted to you, or not being willing to have relations with you for whatever reason.
But you know that wouldn't be how the phone call would go, though. It would have been like, oh, this person is transphobic and they were openly discriminating against me. It wouldn't be like, oh, well, I wanted to sleep with them and they said no. You know, it would be completely twisted around.
But the details would have to come out eventually,
yeah.
I would think, where they would ask the employee, hey, this person just called and made these accusations. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't sleep with them. Or just imagine a lesbian calling a place and be like, hey, look, your employee is really hot, and I tried to have a date with her, and she told me that she's not into lesbians.
Yeah.
You need to fire her immediately. That's not acceptable.
Yeah, everybody would be like, you sound like a total creep.
Yeah. That's not acceptable behavior. You can't pressure people into having relationships with you. That's immoral, and it's pretty cringy if it's not outright rape. If you were to go through with it, have a good day. But when suddenly the word trans is thrown in there, everything gets flipped on its head, and it's suddenly okay to do stuff like that. And it's because that societal pressure is there. You could probably get that person fired simply because they didn't want to have relations with you because you were trans.
Which is, again, cringy.
Absolutely.
So this article continues to say, the truth, cis bisexual and human resources director Jen Kelly of Connecticut told the Daily Beast, is that people have preferences. Some lesbians do not like penetration, and some the mere idea of whatever make them gag. Therefore, they don't have sex with people with penises, Kelly said. I honestly don't think that that makes them transphobic. They simply chose not to engage in sex with persons with penises. Is that a fetish? No. It's knowing what you like slash don't like and choosing to do that. It doesn't diminish another because their gender or body parts aren't what you prefer.
So this is a bisexual and human resources director who seems to agree with the article over at the BBC saying, no, it's okay. But see, even there, they're using the word preference. It's not to diminish another because their gender or body parts aren't what you prefer. No, it doesn't diminish another because they have sexual orientations. It's not a matter of preference. It's a matter of sexual orientation. So that can't be glossed over like that. It's not a matter of preference.
So-called research is introduced through a questionnaire created by an anti-trans activist group that claims 56% reported being pressured or coerced to accept trans women as a sexual partner. But in that article we just read it from BBC, they did put the disclaimer, did they not, that it was a small group?
They did.
So they said.
And they also pointed out that, hey, this is a group of lesbians who, they didn't say they were transphobic or anti-trans or anything like that, but they said, hey, these are lesbians, and it was a very small group.
Yeah, so they put the disclaimer that it was a small group, and as we kind of commented afterwards, even just the fact that there were 40 or so women who had that experience, it doesn't matter if it's a small group or not. That's a large number of women to go through this experience. And, you know, there must be more. So even though it was a small sample group, I don't think that necessarily matters.
I agree entirely. I mean, a sample size of one and one person saying that this has happened to them would be too many. Nitpicking over what the percentage is or how small the sample size is, I think you're missing the point here, author at the Daily Beast, and that's that this happens, it's a real thing, and it really doesn't matter how common it is, it needs to be dealt with. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Just want to remind everyone that you can be attracted to whoever you want, and you don't have to explain it to anyone or offer anyone an explanation, and you're not any sort of phobic or anti-anything for having the attractions that you have. It's Free Talk Live with you tonight. It's Aria.
And Nikki.
And we're talking about the BBC wrote this story, bringing to light the reality that is lesbians are feeling pressured largely by society to accept sexually trans women as women, even though they're not inclined to, because this article that you brought in suggests otherwise, but the majority of trans women are still operating with the parts that they had from birth. That's been my experience, having been dating trans women for many, many years. So I can't blame a lesbian for not being interested in that, in the same way that I can't blame a heterosexual man for not being interested in another man. That's just their sexual orientation, and that's okay. Apparently, saying that is transphobic, though.
So this article comes at a time when transphobia is running rampant and unchecked among British's mainstream media. If anyone criticizes it, they are accused of silencing or attempting to cancel the bullies who hold sway. The same bullies who claim to be silenced when they, in fact, have access to major media platforms to spread their malicious misinformation, exacerbating an already ugly atmosphere, influencing policy making as well as public perception against trans people. Now, that was a really long sentence.
It was. And I don't know what the situation is like in Britain, but I know in the United States, transphobia is certainly far from rampant and unchecked in the media. And the trans community, the LGBTQ alliance is so powerful here in the United States that there's a realistic chance that they could have canceled Dave Chappelle, guy who brought us Clayton Bigsby, the black, white, blind, race, white supremacist. I mean, Dave Chappelle has done a lot of stuff that you would think, oh my God, this is going to destroy his career. He'll never recover from this. Well, the one thing that almost actually got him was the power of the trans, I don't know what I want to call it. It's not a community. It's more like an army.
Yeah.
And they exert immense social pressure to be treated as normal women to get whatever they want. Whatever it is that they want, they have a massive amount of social pressure to help them get it. And there are some people who see that social pressure and who would use it and exploit it for their own benefit. I don't know what's going on in Britain, though. But I know here in the United States, the trans army is far from weak. And if someone were to sound transphobic, I mean, even Donald Trump, when running for president, was like, yeah, no, anyone can come to any of my casinos or hotels or whatever and use whatever bathroom they want.
Wow, I didn't know that.
He did.
Yeah.
And then Caitlyn Jenner, who is one of the worst trans people on the planet,
yeah,
made this huge show about going to one of his hotels to use the women's restroom because she wants to be like the Rosa Parks of the trans, quote, movement, right? But if she really wanted to do that, she would have gone to South Carolina, which had recently passed a law making it illegal for someone to use a bathroom other than their what was listed on their birth certificate. If she wanted to go to South Carolina and use a women's bathroom, I would have had a bit of respect for her. But going to a place where she knew, where the owner of the property had already said she wouldn't be troubled, you're not Rosa Parks, lady. You're a Kardashian at this point. You're trolling for Instagram likes.
Exactly.
And I just can't respect that. So we've since learned that this article is actually bullet-pointed. I thought they were just dots on a screen. But this author goes through and dissects part of the BBC's article. And that's why it seems to jump around a bit.
Yeah, it makes so much more sense now. This BBC article is just the latest biased and factually inaccurate story about transgender people to appear in British mainstream media, a spokesperson for GLAAD told the Daily Beast.
Okay. Even if we accept that it's biased, how is it factually inaccurate?
And that's the thing, too. So we're telling these women that their experiences are false. So basically, that's just as bad as telling someone that they didn't get raped or that they asked for it.
It absolutely is. They don't provide any examples here of why it's factually inaccurate.
Because most of that original BBC article was trans and lesbian women giving their personal account. So to say that that is factually inaccurate is saying that those women are either liars or that their experience is wrong. You know, I don't get how that could be. It's frankly bad journalism to have a reporter and news outlet reinforce lies and spread hate about a group of people that is already profoundly marginalized.
Okay, I will get with you, Glad. You just have to tell me what lies they spread.
Yes. Be more specific, please.
You can't just say they're lying. Well, they quoted people's personal experiences, and that would mean that those people were lying about their personal experiences. And if you can prove that, or you can even give me any evidence of that, I will consider your position. But you can't just go, they're lying, and expect me to take you seriously. No matter how biased they are, they can still be factually correct, just coming to the wrong conclusions.
Personal experience is personal experience.
Absolutely.
Mainstream media in the UK should immediately give transgender people and their allies platforms to share stories about what it really means to be a trans person in the UK today.
I'm not
particularly... basically,
that's not a news story. No one would read that.
So basically,
even other trans people wouldn't.
So they're just saying that they're demanding that trans people be granted special platforms and special privileges, basically?
Yeah, to talk about how oppressed they are and how bad it really is in the United Kingdom, the West. I mean, come on.
The idea that trans women need to pressure anyone into sex is so laughably absurd, tweeted actor, producer, and activist Jen Richards, who happens to be trans. Don't fall for stupid, opted, written, with little to no basis in lived experience by people who want to erase trans people from public life. I do not understand what she's trying to say there.
Don't fall for the op-eds written. Don't. Yeah, that's a good.
Anyways.
Anyway, they say it has no basis in lived experience, but the op-ed cited many examples of people encountering this, of lesbians encountering this.
And trans people.
Yeah, don't erase lesbians from public life in your efforts to make trans people part of public life.
Exactly.
People have to be able to coexist here in this hardline position that, no, you're trying to erase trans people. That's not coexistence.
And let's be real here. If trans people are marginalized, aren't lesbians too?
They are.
This
is what the entire Dave Chappelle special was about. You know, now trans people are going to be telling lesbians, stop punching down at us. No, they're not punching to the. They're not punching down. You're punching sideways. You've been convinced to fight each other instead of working together because you're morons who are cannibals and who are so eager to be the one at the center of attention that you don't care if you have to beat a lesbian over the head in order to put yourself in their place so that everyone pays attention to you. You just can't stand for someone else to be the center of attention.
No person is ever obligated to be attracted to another person. That completely goes against the concept of autonomy and consent that is so central to the trans and non-binary community. That is a quote from Charlotte Clymer. And I'm unsure as if that is from the BBC article or this one.
It seems like it was someone talking to the Daily Beast. Saying, I don't know any trans or non-binary person, let alone any activist who would claim that cis lesbians are obligated to be attracted to trans women. I would go even further and say that trans women lesbians aren't obligated to be attracted to trans women. No one's obligated to be attracted to anyone. But I will tell you this, those people do certainly exist.
You know, that's a great point, too. So if someone's a trans female with a preference for biological females, are they transphobic, too? I mean,
they would probably argue yes, but I would.
But they're literally a trans person.
I would obviously argue no, because again, it's a matter of sexual orientation, not a matter of preference. They don't seem to ever get that. Saying this is not a new topic. No, it is kind of a new topic. This is something I've never heard really talked about, and the fact that this website has gone out of their way to sort of dispute the article without disputing any of the facts. They're just saying, oh, no, they're lying. They're biased. They're incorrect. Well, they're quoting life stories of people, and those things, their life stories are worth talking about. And we have to stop trying to push each other out of the limelight so that we can take it for ourselves, because that's not going to get any of your silly little backstabbing communities anywhere. It's been Free Talk Live. Find us in the meantime at chat.freetalklive.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.